Sometimes the hardest part isn't just surviving the pain. It's surviving the shame of what you felt in the darkest hour. When you've thought about ending it all. When you've looked at the world and thought, I can't do this anymore. And now you're still here, breathing, living, maybe even healing. But there's this lingering tension, a guilt for even having those thoughts. A quiet grief for the version of you that almost didn't make it. You might look back and ask, what the hell was wrong with me? But the truth is, nothing. You weren't broken. You weren't broken. You were overloaded. You were exhausted by carrying weight no one could see. That version of you wasn't weak. They were signaling a need for peace. And peace doesn't always arrive in beautiful ways. Sometimes it comes through a breakdown, sometimes through addictions, or rage, or numbing out, or crying on the bathroom floor at 2 a.m. But every release, even the messy ones, were part of the survival. And now it's time to make peace with what you carried, to release the energy still stored in your body, whether that's through meditation, or prayer, or laying on your floor in silence, letting your breath be enough. Or dancing, screaming, crying, writing letters. Whatever opens the space for healing, let that be your path. This isn't about erasing your past, it's about integrating it. Because shame doesn't heal you, but presence does. And the version of you that once wanted to disappear, they don't need to be silenced. They need to be seen, held, honored. You're not behind. You're just finally becoming the version of you who gets to live without that weight. That's not weakness. That's freedom.